World History presents Pacific War, narrated by David Bateson. Japan pulls the U.S. into the war. On the morning of Sunday, the 7th of December, 1941, 183 Japanese aircraft fly across the quiet American naval base of Pearl Harbor. After a few minutes, oil stocks and airfields are in flames, and several of the United States' largest battleships are heading towards the bottom of the harbor. The aim of the Japanese surprise attack is to hobble the United States once and for all, giving the empire a free hand to continue its conquests in Asia. But the assault has the opposite effect. As the shock subsides, Americans swear revenge and begin to methodically bring the mighty nation to its knees. Weapons factories spit out Hellcat and Dauntless planes, and in California, the yards launch one huge aircraft carrier after another. By the autumn of 1942, the U.S. are ready to counterattack and invade the Japanese base on the South Sea at Guadalcanal. Pacific War follows the conflict in the Pacific, where dark clouds gather over the Kingdom of the Sun until two atom bombs drop in August 1945. 1. Death comes from the skies. On a peaceful Sunday morning in December, the Pearl Harbor Naval Base wakes up to the sound of falling bombs. Waves of Japanese planes roll over the U.S. Pacific Navy and transform the port into a graveyard in just a few hours. The United States has been drawn into World War II. Clouds lay like a thick blanket over the Pacific as 183 Japanese planes approach the Hawaiian Islands on the 7th of December, 1941. Beneath him, Commander Mitsuo Fushida caught a glimpse of the ocean, and when the pilots and their Kate Nakajima BSN bombers finally broke through a cloud cover, a white surf appeared below them, the island of Oahu. Before long, Fushida could see Pearl Harbor. Through his binoculars, the commander assessed the sleepy naval base and took in the American battleships. All eight were in port, and not a single enemy plane was on the wing. At 0749, Fushida told his radio operator, Norinobu Mizuki, to send the agreed code signal to the other planes. "To, to, to," crackled the signal, a shortening of the Japanese word totsugiki, attack. First target was the Wheeler Field Air Base, 15 kilometers northwest of Pearl Harbor. From above, Val Achi D-3A dive bombers dived and dropped their cargo, while low-flying Mitsubishi A-6M-0 fighters opened fire with machine guns that set buildings, hangars, and U.S. aircraft alight on the ground. Wheeler Field's commander, Colonel William J. Flood, later described how the Japanese aircraft flew so low that I could even see the gold in their teeth. The unthinkable had happened to the Americans. The Pacific Fleet was under attack in its home base, and the United States had been forced into World War II. President switched off the oil supply. The Japanese air raid over Oahu was the culmination of several tense years between the Asian superpower and the United States. Since 1937, Japan had been at war with China, where the Americans had major financial interests. The empire's aggressive foreign policy troubled the government in Washington, while the American public was greatly disgusted at reports of acts of unthinkable cruelty against the Chinese. In 1940, the U.S. had fired a warning shot by moving its Pacific Fleet from the west coast of the United States to Hawaii, and thus closer to Japan. But it was ignored, and in September of that year, Japanese forces also moved into French Indochina. President Franklin D.